All right, we're back on the Teleband to Go Home Family Christmas Special. We'll start at the top of the child food chain. Why don't you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Alicia.
Do you remember when you used to call yourself Sophie on the show?
Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. So we're asking the family to pick a favorite Christmas song to play on our Christmas special today. I'm sure you've got lots of options rolling around in your head. Lots of, you know, all the stuff that we normally play out here on the show. You know, the David Miles Christmas record and Robert Earl Keane and, you know, all the good stuff. And you're going to pick?
Anything by Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé.
Yes.
Okay. Well.
Thanks.
You got it. Here's Michael Bublé. Tell a man to go home.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
I'm hoping that you dropped
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
my father
hurry?
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so
roar.
Really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
but
hurry.
Maybe just a soda pop.
I'll put some records on while I
the
pour.
The neighbors might think
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, was that a wink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
swell.
I wanna get home for dinner.
Mind if I move
so it's
closer?
Time for me to cast you aside.
Oh, what's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't say.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold outside. Simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
So thanks for the show.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been
how lucky that you
so
dropped in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that
my
storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Maybe just another dance floor.
Never such a blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
Baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I feel when I touch your
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be a talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
stroll.
At least there'll be plenty in play.
If you got pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Get over that hold up.
Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold
Well, that was pretty amazing and inspiring. Thanks for your thoughtful request there, Alicia.
Anytime.
Yeah. So we're also asking you for a Christmas wish. Do you have anything you wish for this year? And, you know, it doesn't have to be that cheesy save the world crap. You know, what do you really think?
Honestly, I wish that during Christmas time, all of the families out there just that they don't focus on shopping and on the money and just really just really focus on that it's the thought that counts and just spending time with family.
Well, that's great. I just wish that everybody would get together and eat turkey this Christmas.
Oh, I hope that everybody gets together and eats tofurkey.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. One last thing for you. Do you have any favorite Christmas traditions? Any favorite parts about the Christmas season?
Yes, my favorite part is making the gingerbread house with my family.
Yeah, that was really fun this year, wasn't it?
Well, we haven't got to that quite yet, but it will be fun.
All right, then. Thanks for being here on the show today.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
And same to you. Here's some more music.
We went rolling through the tracks in the snow for everything half price. We made our way through the streets from our home for everything half price. My sister was home from college. You see, I didn't go back to college. I loved the idea of drifting along. Through the tracks in the snow for everything half price. We made our way through the tracks we wore from home for everything half price. I thought love it grew on trees, trees we left. Just leaving them around. My daddy slept off the holidays. All my cousins went out and played and fucked with all the neighbors' Christmas lights. Came home from college, but I was staying home from college. You see, I ran out of gas, I ran out of light. You see,
So Santa Claus and Jesus walk into a bar, and Jesus says to Santa, are you buying? 'Cause I'm broke. So Santa says, man, I've got this one, 'cause Jesus, you're a ton of fun. And frankly, I respect a man for trying and not dying. Oh, and have yourself a very merry Boxing Day. Isn't that what this is all about anyway? Have yourself a very merry Boxing Day. Sing ho! Credit cards are taking quite a beating. You swipe and sign and swipe and swipe and sign till the little black strip's overheating. Fahu Forest, Dahu Torres, welcome Boxing, Boxing Day. Fahu Forest, Dahu Torres, welcome Boxing, Boxing Day. Have yourself a very merry Boxing Day. Get all the shit that couldn't fit in Sarah's sleigh. Have yourself a very merry Boxing Day. Sing ho, 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 hooray. Let us make a toast to all the Christmas ghosts and to the Christmas spirit and we who can't get near it. May your days be many. Spend all your Boxing Days in line. Oh, and have yourself a very merry Boxing Day. Isn't that what this is all about anyway? Have yourself a very merry Boxing Day. Sing ho!
I'm Hey, this is Luther Wright from Luther Wright and the Wrongs, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Radio.
And just when you thought the punk rock segment of the night was over, we got a Christmas song for you guys. Anybody here like Christmas? All right, well, you sing along if you want. This is a classic Christmas tune that I'm sure you all know. You ready?
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with you.
Oh,
There's the Mighty Mighty Weeping Tile from Kingston, Ontario, featuring Sarah Harmer, Cam Giroux, Luther Wright. They used to get together every Christmas and do a reunion show in Kingston. They still do the show, but they don't really perform as Weeping Tile anymore, unfortunately. That was from the show from 2006, 10 years ago, with their version of the Ramones classic Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. Before that, we heard John Moreland and the Dust Bowl Souls with a song called Christmas Lights. We heard NQ Arbuckle with the classic Christmas in Hell, which is where you might feel like you are if you're listening to Michael Bublé. We also heard in there the Rocky Fortune with their classic Merry Boxing Day, and Jim Bryson and Amanda Rayom with Half Price. And, well, let's give this another try, the Tell the Band to Go Home Family Christmas Special. Let's invite another family member in and hope it goes a little better this time. All right, we're going through the family here, visiting with everybody. Here's a young man who used to always come on the show with his animal questions and then his Christmas trivia and thoughts on life. And it's been a while. Where you been?
Just around.
Around. Do you want to tell everybody who you are?
It's Carter.
Yeah, Carter. I'm sure we all remember your many visits. Your loyal fans are glad to hear from you today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why don't you send out a song to one of your fans? What's your favorite song that embodies the Christmas spirit? You know, fills your heart with joy. You look like you're filled with joy. It's probably because you're humming this song right here.
Silent Night.
Silent Night. It's a level. Can you play that on the piano?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Any particular version of Silent Night, or can we just choose from our vast archive?
No particular version.
All right. Do you want to tell folks? So here's Saturday, so Silent Night, not Saturday Night. That's the Bay City Rollers. Here's Silent Night on Tell the Band to Go Home, that kind of thing.
Here's Silent Night on Tell the Band to Go Home.
With all the enthusiasm he could muster.
Shepherds play, shepherds play. one yet.
I think so.
All right, a fine traditional choice there, Carter. Thanks very much for that.
You're welcome.
So we're asking folks what their Christmas wish is, something that they're, you know, hoping for the Christmas season.
I hope it snows.
I don't think that's going to be a problem, Carter. I think that was setting the bar kind of low. Is there anything else?
No.
Okay, well, dream big then. How about favorite Christmas traditions, parts of the Christmas season that you look forward to every year, you know?
I enjoy not going to school.
That is a particularly wonderful thing. Well, thanks for inspiring the joy in our hearts.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Teleband and Go Home.
Oh, 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 oh. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee one by one, one for little bitty baby, born, born, born in Bethlehem. Come, children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee two by two, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby. Born, born, born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee three by three, three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby. Born, born. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee four by four, four for the four that stood at the door, three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby. Born, born, born in Bethlehem. How? How? Five by five, five of the gospel preachers, four for the four that stood at the door, three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby. Born, born, born in Bethlehem. I said, born, born, born in Bethlehem. I said, born, born, born.
You gotta go,
go
and spread the word about a little boy born in Bethlehem. God called out for Gabriel, she called for angel Gabriel, said I got a story you can tell. You gotta go and spread the word. You
gotta go
and spread the word.
Gotta go
and spread the word. You gotta go,
go
and spread the word about a little boy born in Bethlehem. Angels sang of joy and peace, angels sang of joy and peace to all the shepherds in the field. Gotta go and spread the word.
Gotta go
and spread the word.
Gotta go
and spread the word. You gotta go,
go
and spread the word. A little boy born in Bethlehem. Boo 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 bo
creatures great and small, all the creatures great and small, short and round and long and tall, gotta go and spread the word. You
gotta go
and spread the word, you
gotta go
and spread the word, you gotta go and spread the word by a little boy born in Bethlehem. Call the wise men, one, two, three. Up in the sky, what do you see?
Star that shines on Galilee.
Gotta go and spread the word.
Gotta go
and spread the word.
Gotta go
and spread the word. Gotta go and spread the word. A little boy born in Bethlehem.
Gotta
go and spread the word.
Gotta go
and spread the word. Gotta go and spread the word. A little boy born in Bethlehem.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Man, oh man, I just love Christmas. It's just so darn neat. I kind of wish every day was Christmas, except for Christmas Eve and the 4th of July. We wouldn't want to miss out on those fireworks, would we? When I was a kid, we used to get the Christmas catalog from Montgomery Ward's in Chicago. Sometimes we get it as early as late August. That was the big book of wishes, hopes, and desires. My three brothers and I were allotted $25 apiece, including tax. So I'd make up a different Christmas list every night from the 1st of September to the 24th of December. Matter of fact, let me present you my Christmas credentials. When I was 3 years old, at least this is what my mother told me, I ate an entire ornament. I ate a big red one. I thought it was an apple. They kind of freaked out and was going to take me to the hospital, but they couldn't stop me from laughing, so they just left me alone. So I guess I still got that Christmas in me all the time, you know? 1 year I got a wooden roly-poly for Christmas. You know, the things you knock down and then they bounce right back up. They made them out of wood then. That's how old I am. Nowadays, I guess they make them out of plastic. My mom says they just don't make them like that anymore. I says, no, Ma, they don't. Then there was the year I come home on leave from the Army, from Germany, to marry my high school sweetheart on the day after Christmas. My little brother Billy, who was 12 at the time, had just gotten his first job, so he was able to afford to buy some Christmas presents for his brothers and his mom and dad out of his own pocket. Billy had a job selling subscriptions for the Chicago Tribune. He told me this guy named Rocky would pick him up in a station wagon, him and some other boys, and he'd take him out to some strange neighborhood and drop him off, and he gave him this whole spiel to give their potential customers. Supposedly, their little brother had won a free trip to our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. But he couldn't go on the trip if his older brother couldn't accompany him. So if you'd please buy a subscription to the Chicago Tribune, then my little brother will be very happy. Wow, what a shyster. Some people do anything to get to the White House. Then there was the year that my mom and dad gave me my first guitar. Oh man, it was gorgeous. I still got the thing. It was like aqua blue. Kind of dark aqua blue with a cream colored heart, which is a silver tone from Montgomery Ward's. The model was called Kentucky Blue. And man, when I saw that sitting under the tree, I just couldn't wait. First year or so, I didn't know how to play it. I'd just stand in front of the mirror with a string around my neck with that guitar and I'd try to look like Elvis. Then my brother Dave taught me a couple of chords and now I'm here in your living room singing and talking to you. It's funny how things work out. So, why don't you go find a stranger and extend your hand to him? If you see somebody that looks like they ain't doing quite as well as you, slip them a buck, especially if they don't ask for spare change. Go buy your honey a cuckoo clock or a musical snow-shaking water ball. And when you wind it up, it plays, I want you, I need you, I love you. With all my heart. Because after all, hell, man, it's Christmas. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the...
Hey!
Christmas, everybody.
John Prine there with the title track from A John Prine Christmas, and God, I hope John Prine lives forever. I'm so glad that he's made it out of 2016 alive so far. I don't want to live in a world without John Prine. So good. I hope I haven't doomed him. Before that, we heard a couple of songs featuring our good pals, Tanis Slimmon and Lewis Melville. We heard a song that they wrote called Gotta Go, from an album, from a group called Boreal. The album's called Winter's Welcome. And before that, Tanis, as part of the Ondine Chorus, singing her rendition of Children Go, Where I Send Thee. Well, we got one more family member to check in with. And, well, here he is, the man himself. All right, time for the baby of the house. Introduce yourself, sir.
I'm Gabby!
Yeah, okay. Are you having a wonderful Christmas this year?
Yes.
That's great. We're picking our favorite Christmas songs here on the show. Is there anything you'd like to request or send out to anybody?
Santa brings me a banjo.
Do you really want a banjo?
No.
Oh, so maybe that's why he never brings you one then.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to tell the folks, okay, here's Santa never brings me a banjo on Tell the Band to Go Home, that kind of thing?
Sure.
Go ahead then.
What?
Exactly. Why don't you tell folks what they're listening to?
101 Pi FM.
101 Pi. Yeah, that's exactly right. Here's David Miles.
Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. My brother got the train that he asked for, my sister even got a violin. How did he miss the one thing on my list in the letter that I sent to him? I told him how hard I would practice, told him I would play so loud that high lonesome sound would fill up the town and I'd make my parents so proud. But Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. Ask my parents if they know why Santa always leaves me sad. I do well in school and I follow the rules and I don't think I've been bad. But maybe it's too hard for the workshop, maybe it's too tricky for the elves. Since I'll never understand, I think I'm gonna plan to buy one for myself. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. 'Cause Santa never brings me a banjo, I can never understand why. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry. Every Christmas Eve I see it in my dreams, but every Christmas morning I cry.
That's a pretty great Christmas song there, Jer. I'm glad you enjoy that one. Isn't the video great too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So, do you have any special Christmas wishes this year?
That I get lots of presents.
Oh, yeah. Okay, is there anything in particular you're really hoping for, but probably not actually going to get?
An iPad.
Yeah, like I said. Any like wishes for joy to the world, peace on earth, that kind of thing?
Sure.
Okay, great. What's your favorite part about Christmas, Christmas tradition, things you like to do every year?
Opening presents.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for joining us today, Jer.
Okay.
You've really inspired us with your generosity and thoughtfulness.
Yes.
Do you want to wish anybody a Merry Christmas here today on the show?
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
All right. Thanks for that. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
MacAlurker Mongas.
Well, the banks and the schools and the post office are closed. You can park where you please and you won't get towed. The streets are empty and the stores are finally closed. It's Christmas morning. He got a tie and she got a book. They weren't supposed to peek, but they took a little look. Tell me, how long will it take for the dinner to cook? It's Christmas morning. There are so many presents underneath the tree. A few are for you, but the rest are all for me. And we gotta tip the super and the doorman. Can't you see? It's Christmas morning. Christmas morning finally has come. It has meaning for each and every one. Christmas morning, I cannot believe. Just last night was Christmas Eve. In the Rockefeller Center, the big tree is shining bright. Skaters skate beneath it in the winter light. Like a picture on a Christmas card, everything looks right. On Christmas morning, and the homeless who have nothing will ask on Christmas Day for us to give them something. God, we wish they'd go away. Though there is no place for them to go, they have no place to stay on Christmas morning. Lying in a hospital, dying in a bed with AIDS, he deserved it, I have heard it said. Deck the halls with boughs of something, soon he will be dead on Christmas morning. Christmas morning finally has come, it has meaning for each and every one. Christmas morning, I'm afraid to say, life goes on Christmas Day. And the Prince of Peace was born on a Christmas Day in the little town of Bethlehem, not so far away from where a multitude has gathered in a warlike way. Christmas morning. So we watch the build-up, here we go again. There is sand, there are camels, but where are the wise men? Are they in Baghdad? Are they in Washington? It's Christmas morning. There are those who go to church, they kneel down to pray for loved ones who have left to serve so far away. And for a Middle Eastern baby born on that very day, it's Christmas morning. Christmas morning finally has come, it has meaning for each and every one. Christmas morning, I'm afraid to think, this time we are headed to the brain. From today we begin a brand new year. Let us all be hopeful, men and women of good cheer, and resolve to fight against stupidity and fear. It's Christmas morning, and as awful as the world can be, we are still alive, and if we're very careful, we might well survive. There are cures and solutions, and there is compromise. Christmas morning. Christmas is for children, I have heard it said. That's why King Herod hated the babe in the manger bed. They all came to worship and adore the child instead. Well, the banks and the schools and the post office are closed. You can park where you please and you won't get towed. The streets are empty and the stores are finally closed. It's Christmas morning.
Watered the beast he was on. Told me before he rode on, the kingdom had come. And I met a man in the wood. He'd stop and he'd chat if he could. The news that he had was all good. The kingdom had come. I don't want to owe anything to anybody. Believe me, you don't want to owe me. Well, I don't give a damn about anybody except for me. Well, I met a man on the road, myrrh, frankincense, and gold. He asked, have you seen Tom or Joe? The kingdom has come. I heard the news is passed down about a babe in a manger they found. How he made not a sound.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Merry effing Christmas. Behind walls, behind bars, behind scars reaching out to you. Merry effing Christmas. We have been too long the borderline. Not enough love, not enough time. Lonely children behind an iron door. Merry effing Christmas. Can you just feed one, and can you try to feed one more? Merry effing Christmas. We have been too long in the rise and shine, with the sparkle in Jesus on the borderline.
Behind walls, behind bars, behind
scars reaching out to you.
Merry Christmas.
We have been too long in the rise and shine with the sparkling Jesus. With the sparkling Jesus. With a sparkling Jesus. With a sparkling Jesus. With a sparkling Jesus on the borderline.
Last looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Hither, page, and stand by me, if thou know'st it telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what his dwelling? Sire, he lives a goodly kin. Underneath the mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes Fountain. Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I will see him. My heart, I know not how I can go no longer. Mark my footsteps, my good page. Tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage freeze thy blood less coldly. In his steps he trod, where the snow lay tinted. He was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, women, men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, he who now will bless the poor, shall yourself find.
The always wonderful Skydiggers had to close it off on a more traditional note. That's Good King Wenceslas there. Before that, we heard Chip Taylor with a new thing called Merry Effin' Christmas. At least it's new to me anyway. Before that, we heard Scott Miller singing about a skeptical Christmas. I know that song all too well. And we heard Loudon Wainwright in there with Christmas Morning. We hope that you've had a lovely one, and we hope that you've enjoyed our little holiday show today. I certainly had fun doing it, and thanks for spending some of your Christmas with me. I will be back next Sunday for our New Year's Day spectacular. Join us 2 to 4 p.m. Actually, well, it'll be 11 to 4 p.m., so tune in early if you like. We'll play a whole bunch of Hank Williams and Towns Van Zandt, as we often do on that day, and a bunch of other stuff. So that's next Sunday, 11 to 4 p.m. I'll be back this Thursday, 6:30, or maybe 6, I'm not really sure, 6:30 to 11 on Steel Belted Radio, so tune in for that. Stay tuned right now, though. Skippy and Chelsea have a Christmas special coming right up on What's the Narrative, and then I believe Lyle has something after that as well, and all kinds of good stuff here. So please stick around, and thanks for being here, everybody. Merry, Merry Christmas.